Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul
bringing the news to your ears?
This is the place for
Love Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The Gospel Hour of Power. I bring power
bringing the news to your ears.
On your opinion
radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's My Gospel Soul for April 16th, and we are coming to you live from Houston, Texas. The weather outside, it's cloudy, and we're getting ready for probably a good shower. My Gospel Soul airs live Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Central Time. We have a fantastic show for you today. We will be doing the weather today, a new addition to our broadcast. We also have some doctors that will be coming on Fridays, and you will be able to ask the doc whatever questions you have. We have coming to us next Friday, Dr. Lewis. She's going to be talking about AIDS and HIV. And I'd like to give a shout-out to her as she's tuning in right now. We're also going to have Dr. Emba from Harris County Medical Center, Quinn Meese in Houston, Texas. He's going to be coming to us talking about diabetes. We have some awesome things to come. Today's show is about procrastination. So if you have anything to say on the subject, we look forward to hearing from you. Now we would like to give our contact information. Our call-in number is 347-826-9424. We would love to hear from you today on the broadcast. If you don't have anything to say over the air, you can email us at pastorj.jackson@live.com. And we will read your comment or question over the air and get you some answers or an opinion or a suggestion or advice, because we want you to know that we don't know everything, but maybe we can share a story with you that will help out your situation. Coming to you right now will be our weather. Our weather today, like I said, we have clouds and things in the air, so I wanted to make sure that there is a storm in the forecast. Friday in Houston, Texas, we have a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Well, in Houston, we're already in the evening time. So we wanna let the people know that if you're experiencing winds 20 miles per hour, you also have a chance for a 50% chance for increasing rain, up to 60%. So we go from 50% up to 60% by the afternoon. So like I say, we're in the evening time. So Houston has already experienced some rain. So I give props to Channel 11 Doppler radar. That's David Paul, Gene Norman, and Mario Gomez. Again, that's our weather. And now we will have a song by off of the My Gospel Soul album called Live It For Real.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spreading your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while you're...
Now, that was a little snippet from my new gospel album, My Gospel Soul. Yes, just like the name of this radio broadcast, My Gospel Soul will be coming to you in the up and coming months. We're almost through in the studio, and so we look forward to you going and picking that CD up. Remember, keep Janice Jackson's name on your lips. And keep the music in your CD player. If you will contact me at PastorJ.Jackson@live.com, I can give you more information on how you can get a snippet CD of my up-and-coming gospel album. Now, we're talking about procrastination today. One of the biggest problems a lot of people have is putting things off for tomorrow, what you could do today. Now, are you one of these people? I'm telling you right now. We want to nip this thing in the bud. You know, if you are one of those people that says, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. You have children say, Mom, you look, and they something you told them to do, they haven't done it yet. Maybe you should check yourself because, you know, just to be funny, you know, sometimes our children mimic what they see. Well, let's just correct it most of the time. So we want to talk about procrastination today. If you want to make a vow today that you will start doing stuff as soon as you get the notion to do it or as soon as it's given to you. I know some people who are at work and they procrastinate. The boss will tell them, oh, I need these papers filed. I need you to call or email this person. I need you to send out a memo. Okay, I'll do it later. Okay, I'll get it after lunch. Okay, it's the next day, and it still is not done. So, again, today we're going to be talking about the procrastination spirit. My Gospel Soul can be found at www.blogtalkradio.com/J. Lowercase ENNICE, capital J, lowercase ACKSON. Janice Jackson will also be performing in a gospel talent search, Soul Church USA television show. If you want to enter, I don't know if it's still open, but it says booth space is limited. They will begin giving out prizes. It is hosted by Houston's Rod C. Wynn. Sorry, Rod, founder of Rod and Staff. It will be Saturday, April 18th, 2009. The time will be 3:30 p.m. You must register in advance. You can call toll-free 1-866-495-1668. And if you go, they have door prizes for the audience as well as prizes for the contestants. And it's free. It's up to $1,800 worth of prize money and cash gifts. And it's sponsored by the Clear Message Productions and the Greater Metropolitan Worship Center. So be sure to attend. Door prizes are given out until 5 p.m. So if you know, like I know, and you know some people that like to get there 30 minutes late so they can make an entrance, you tell them that's all good because you still have a chance to win door prizes. So moving on with the rest of our show. Today, procrastination. Procrastination. I'll put something in my savings next paycheck. I'll put something aside next week. I'll start saving next week. I'll go to the beautician next week. I'll do something for myself next week. I'll finish that letter next week. I mean, it's always next week, tomorrow, as soon as I get a chance, I will do it when I get. Let me tell you something. There's nothing good about not starting. People talk about not finishing, but what about us not starting at all? So I want you to call in, and I want you to comment on procrastination. This next song coming to you, this next snippet coming to you, is called Father.
Told me I would fail, said my destiny would fail. Find myself all alone, wondering what went wrong. Lord, I put my trust in you. You're the one to get me through. Please tell me what to do. I'm crying out to you. Man broke it.
We were going through some technical difficulties, but we are back. Email me at pastorj.jackson@live.com. And we will get back with you with more information on our show times, on our live productions, on listening parties. You may want to have a listening party where Janice Jackson shows up and have a show dedicated to the people that you invite. You might be interested in that. If you sign up 10 people, 25 people, however many people you sign up, there is a gift for each level that you sign up. Now, email me, like I said before, email me your questions, email me your comments, and we're going to read them over there. Now, we also want to make sure that you know that we want you to register as a listener for My Gospel Soul. We want you to go on. We want you to log on to blogtalkradio.com. We want you to register, and then we want you to go in and register as a listener for My Gospel Soul. For My Gospel Soul. And we'll greatly appreciate it. And it's other broadcasts you may want to listen to, but we want you to register. We know that you enjoy hearing us come on the air every day. So we also want to, we're going to go into our weather again. And as you heard before, we are going to see some rain. Now we have a 40%, it's mostly cloudy, with 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour in the evening, decreasing to around 5 miles per hour by midnight. So, those of us in Houston, we already know that we had a little rain today. We had a little, the sky was cloudy, and we also enjoy the rain. Some of us enjoy the rain because we can go to sleep, we can get kept up on some reading. We can catch up on some movies. We can even have time with our loved ones. So that was our weather, and now we will go back into our topic, procrastination. Procrastination. Procrastination is not a good quality, but I believe that there is procrastination in all of us. It's procrastination in all of us. I mean, coming from a spiritual aspect, a lot of people that are called to be more in ministry, they tend to sit back and say, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. And they procrastinate, and years go by, and years go by. And then they decide they feel like they should do it. And then guess what? Something else pops up. And they begin to say, well, now I'm too old, or now it's too late. So procrastination leads to other things. It leads to excuses. It leads to you not being productive. Procrastination is just not by itself. Oh, I just procrastinate. Oh, it leads to being late. It leads to people not being able to rely on you. It affects every area of your life. Oh, I was going to clean out that shed. Oh, I was going to clean out that shed. The next thing you have rodents. Oh, I was going to throw that away. Oh, I was going to get rid of that. And the next thing you know, your house is cluttered full of junk. You know, we must grab a hold of that procrastination, and we must kick its butt out of the window. Literally. We must begin to dump this stuff out of the window, get it done. So today, why don't you make a vow to yourself that you will make a list of things that you have been meaning to do, and then start executing. That means I want you to look at that list. I want you to check out what you finish. I want you to check off what you finished. Even write down to time for yourself. A lot of us spend more time doing for others than we do for ourselves. So I want you to take time out for yourself. Go and buy that new dress. Go and buy those shoes. Go to the movies. Watch a movie in your own house. You wanted to do Girls Night Out. You've been putting it off. A whole group of procrastinators. When it comes, see, and it's different areas we procrastinate in. We procrastinate in our personal life. We procrastinate in our in our professional lives. We procrastinate in with our family. And when I say a difference between family and personal, I'm talking about your personal me time. You procrastinate in that. Oh, I was going to get my nails done. Oh, I was going to do something with this hair. Then you threw on the bad hair day cap. Yes, women, the bad hair day cap. It's because you procrastinated, said, I'll wash it tomorrow, I'll deal with it tomorrow. Now you have split ends, and coming from a beautician, yeah, me, I'm going to let you know something. You need to take care of that hair, because one day when you wake up, and my dad used to say this all the time, you're going to wake up one day and your hair is on the pillow. Literally. I'm talking about hair broke off all kinds of ways. So I'm telling you, your personal time, take care of yourself. Do for yourself. Do for yourself. Don't wait for other people to do it for you. I want to give a special shout out right now to my friend, Miss V. She's on every day with me, well, every other day when she has a chance. And today she was not able to call in, but I want Miss V to know that I'm sending a shout out to you. I love you, and I hope to hear you tomorrow. Now we want to talk about procrastination in our professional lives. Oh, I'll take that class next semester. Oh, I'll take you. You know that you've been wanting to advance yourself, advance your skills, get up to date. Like they say, you want to update your resume, your portfolio, but you've been putting it off and putting it off because you have become comfortable where you are. You're comfortable in it. Excuse me. You're comfortable in it. So, pardon me. So you have gotten used to not bringing yourself to the next level. So since I'm comfortable in this space that I'm in, since I'm comfortable right where I'm at, I'm making good money, you know, I'm not going to push myself to go to get better. You know, I'm not going to pursue my own personal goals because right now I'm comfortable, I'm doing good, my ends are meeting, you know, and I'm tired. But we all know sometimes we mistake being tired for being complacent. We're in our comfort zone. We're really scared. We're really scared really of success. We done got comfortable. We can see ourselves where we are right now. But I don't really think that I can make it to the next level. But you can. Come on, y'all. We got a black president, Barack Obama. He said, yes, we can. So, yes, you can. You need to come up out of that place that you are in, and you need to say, sister or brother, I'm going to the next level. I'm going to pursue this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to increase my knowledge. Knowledge is power. I'm going to increase myself. For example, I've been telling myself for the past 2 to 3 years that I wanted my own talk show. I'm going to tell you something. I did not have the means. I did not have the things that I needed to have this talk show. But I tell you one thing. God is an awesome God. And if you are a believer the way I am, it says faith without works is dead. So guess what Janice did? Janice had faith, and the opportunity literally sat in my lap. Now, I'm also, and you know, I got up, and I began to do what I believe that I am called to do. Now, only you know what's true to your spirit. Only you know what's true to your gospel soul. Only you know. And people say, well, why did you name the show My Gospel Soul? I named it My Gospel Soul because I look at people that are so unhappy in jobs that they are in and in things that they are so unhappy. I mean, they got the nice car, they got the nice house, and they got a very good job, but they are unhappy. I'm not saying quit your job. What I'm saying is you need to make time to do what's true to your soul. What does your soul want to do? What have you been putting off and putting off and putting off? Let me tell you something. Now, I'm a, like they say, jack of all trades. Well, I guess with me being a woman, I'm a jackie of all trades. I like to do everything and can do mostly anything that I put my mind to. I'm talking about art. I'm talking about singing. I'm talking about whatever, you know. And so I told myself, I came out of a bad relationship, and I procrastinated on divorcing him. But after I kicked the procrastinating spirit along with him out of the window, let me tell you something. I started doing things that I love to do. I started drawing. I started working on my gospel album. I started decorating my home the way I wanted it. I mean, I started doing all kinds of things, started calling people, encouraging people, lifting people up, because when I was going through the things that I was going through in my life, I did not have a lot of people that was saying, go for it, do what do you want to do, how do you feel? I had a lot of people telling me, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to handle this. Considering that you are a woman of God, considering that you are a mother, considering that you are, and all of these things. And I ended up with myself in a box. I ended up feeling just closed in. I ended up depressed. I ended up down. I wasn't singing. I wasn't drawing. I wasn't talking. I wasn't calling my own mother because I was too caught up with living for everybody else. And if you heard my song a little earlier, it say, live it for real. If it's a change in your life, live it for real. Now, we're talking about a mindset. You can go so far in your business or in whatever occupation that you have taken on. You can go so far, and let me tell you, you can outgrow the position that you are in. And believe me, when you outgrow the position that you are in, it is time for a change. Let me tell you how I know when it's time for a change in my life. When it's time for a change in my life, I start changing my furniture around in my living room. I used to think I had a problem because I would always say, let me change this around. My mom would come over all the time, and, oh, Lord, she didn't change it around again. But then I sat down when that urge came over me to change my house around. Now, mind you, I still change my house around. But I had to realize that we grow bigger and better than our situation. Once you learn a thing, you got to, and you grasp it and you take it in and you experience it, it's time for a new experience. It's time for something new. If you don't keep feeding your soul and feeding your spirit, if you don't keep doing that, I'm here to tell you, you will be like it say in the Bible, you will be like a tree that dries up and wither away. Because you'll get lost right there in that little hole that you dug for yourself. Now, when our minds and our bodies, now you think about it. If you eat a lot of food, what do? You get fat. Now, you can't eat one meal and live off of it. I'm going to just eat one meal. When I turn 18, I'm going to eat one meal and stop eating. That is not going to work. You're going to have to keep feeding yourself, keep taking care of yourself, keep feeding your mind. You're going to have to keep doing something. That's the same thing with your soul. In order for your soul to feel full of joy and feel refreshed, you got to keep doing things that keeps your body and your soul and your mind refreshed. That's the only way you're going to grow. Now, if like I just did a flower bed. Now, I got grass growing in a flower bed, y'all. Now, you know I got grass growing in that flower bed because I ain't been out there pulling weeds up out that flower bed. So guess what I got to do? I got to go out there. I got to dig the ground up. I got to start pulling, and I'm going to get a little dirty. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. But I got to do that in order for the beauty to come. And that's the sad thing when you're going into a new space in your life. You got to get out there. You got to get down. You got to dig deep. You got to go through the dirty places, and you got to get there. You got to get there, because guess what? It's beauty at the end. It's beauty at the end. You can't be scared. You can't be scared to experiment. I ain't talking about that experiment that people's minds. I'm talking about the experiment that causes your life to take on a greater level. Something that is major to you may not be major to anybody else, but guess what? It don't matter if it's major to them. It don't matter if they like it. It does not matter if they approve of it. What matters is that you are fulfilled. That is what matters, that you are fulfilled and that you have joy. Could you imagine the doctor coming in telling you got 2 weeks to live? And the first thing you say to yourself is, I'm not ready to go. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And they call it a bucket list. But some of us, if we were to make a bucket list and we got 2 weeks to live, that is not enough time to take care of that bucket list. Now, if you think that it's enough time to do it, then you must have 3 things that you haven't done. But I promise you, we are so caught up on the economy. We are so caught up. And I ain't hating on you, because, you know, my family has gotten hit with the economy and the prices and gas. And my family has got hit too. But where I keep my hope and I keep my level of sanity and I don't go crazy and rob the bank like this little black lady did in Houston. She robbed the bank. And, you know, she just... I mean, a precious old lady. But she allowed the storm to hit her. And she didn't stay under the umbrella. She allowed the storm to hit her, and she got that mentality. You know, people, I do what I got to do. That mentality is not good all the time, especially when you're talking about doing something that is not conducive, like my husband say, to your situation. So people, let's get it together. Let's start doing some stuff that is gonna, even through these hard times, even if it's spend more time with your children, you'll be surprised the difference it'll make in your children's life. That's one of the things I have procrastinated on. See, I tell the truth. Yesterday we had owned up to the truth. That's one of the things I'm owning up to. I need to spend more time with my children. I laugh and talk with them, and we, you know, like I say, keep here, ha-ha, you know. But my prayer, my vow is to spend more time with my children. Look at them and see what they look like. No, I'm just playing. I know what they look like. They look like me. But just take some time out to see what is going on in their heads, because I got a daughter. I got 2 daughters, and my oldest daughter is 11, and she looks like she's 14. And I pray daily, because that's a scary situation. And she got the dip in her hip and all these different things. And as a mother, and this is the first 11-year-old, you know, and you see the changes. I want to get more involved with you, you know. And we do. We talk about a lot of different things, you know. But I want to make sure that she knows that her mother is there for her. So, the procrastination spirit. That's what we were talking about today on My Gospel Soul. Our call-in number is 347-826-9424. This next song coming to you is called Joy to Me by Janice Jackson.
Just a cabin free.
That was a snippet from my song, Joy to Me. Now, we want to give you our contact information. Janice Jackson, that's me, is on Twitter, so you can tweet this. Janice Jackson is also on Facebook. Now, I don't understand why I'm talking about myself in third person, but I'm right here. Yeah, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on MySpace. But if you go to my profile page, that's why it's important that you register and become a listener. Now, right now, during my conversation, I tweet, and you can also have a live chat session with me. All you have to do is go to the chat and open it up, and I will chat with you. Now, we also want you to know that whenever you, after you register and you log on, we want you to find me, Janice Jackson, at www.blogtalkradio.com/JENNICE, J, lowercase A, C, K, S, O, N. Please register, and we look forward to chatting with you. Our call-in number once again is 347-826-9424. Now, we want you, while you're driving in your car, we know that it is cloudy outside. So we want you to be careful, and if there's a little water on the ground, we want you to be mindful of everybody around you. We have some people listening in their cars, well, on their cell phones, so we want you to be mindful of the people around you. Now, we also want you to be looking for Janice to be in some up-and-coming talent shows. We're also going to be doing some outside promotions. So if you see me around about in the Houston area, we're in the Houston area on the sunny side area. But we're going to be spreading all across the Houston area, South Park, 5th Ward, 3rd Ward, all the way up to 11th. We're going to be all over the place. So look for Janice Jackson, and my show is called My Gospel Soul. Now, we also want to let you know about our upcoming shows. On our Fridays, you want to tune in on our Fridays because we're going to be educating you about different health issues. We're going to be talking about AIDS and HIV, which is an epidemic in our Black community. Yes, indeed, I am a Black woman. So I definitely want to educate my sisters about prevention. And if you are living with this and not dying from it, see, it's a difference. We are, come on, as Black people, we love to say, oh, she going to die. Oh, she going to die. But if you are HIV positive, or you have the AIDS virus, let me tell you, you have AIDS, let me tell you something. It is life after HIV. It's life after AIDS. Now, we're going to have an educator, a doctor that's going to be talking about it. I also have another person that's going to come on because we are going to be, we are a strong support of the AIDS movement. We are the AIDS Foundation, AIDS movement. We believe in helping and educating people here on My Gospel Soul. We also have some more topics coming up. Next week on My Gospel Soul, Monday, we're going to be talking about young women. Where is your self-respect? When did we get so insecure about ourselves or so needy that we will allow men to say and do anything to us? And the same thing with men. When did you get so low in your self-esteem and desperate to you allow a woman, see, we don't like to say that part, but we got some abusive women out there that will say and talk about a man and dog him and everything else just as long as she get what she wants. We got some men out there that will dog you, cheat on you, call you all kinds of bees and whores and all kinds of stuff just to get what they want. And the next thing you know, your heart is broke, your bank account is empty, and you moving in with your mama. Why do we allow that? Why do we allow a man to live off of us? Why? Why do we allow that? Why do we allow them to call us everything but a child of God? Everything. And some of them will call you everything and a child of God. So why do we do that? That's going to be Monday. Call in. Email me your suggestions, and I'll read them Monday. Email me your comments, and I'll read them Monday on the air, live. Tuesday, we will be talking about my grandma used to say. Now, that's the opening. My grandma used to say, I want you to call in. I want you to tell me what Nana, Grandma, Big Mama, we call my grandmother, we used to call her mother. I want you to call in. I want you to tell me what she used to say to you that was so funny. That was so, so funny. Because I know laughter makes the heart. It does something for your spirit. When you can laugh, get in a good chuckle. I'm talking about that side cracking laugh. That one that make you hold your side. That one that make you choke, cough, spit up your drink. We want to know what was so funny. Now, on our Wednesday show, we're going to talk about, again, the family that prays. We talked about that, about prayer in the home, about when to pray, how to pray. We even talked about the different positions that people always mention. You ever heard somebody say, well, I like to pray prostrate. And you're sitting there talking about, what, prostrate, what? We're going to talk about what that is. And in our last show, I had my friend, Sister Williams, on, and she was telling us, she mentioned, and I liked the way she said it, you know, you could be in your car. It's whatever is talking, it's communicating with God, and that's true. That's the bottom line. That's what prayer is. We're going to have a young lady on, you know, when we're going to talk about meditation. We're going to talk about meditation and how good it is. Prayer is when you are talking to God, and meditation is when God is talking to you. Yes, it is. It's always good to meditate. It's always good to just sit and be quiet. And I was talking to a young lady today, and she was telling me how she meditated and all the negative. It was like it was pouring off of her, and she was able to feel a positive rejuvenation come over her body, and it was such a beautiful thing. And I looked at her face and her skin, and she was so beautiful. She was glowing. But all because she takes out that personal time, go back to that procrastination spirit. We're not taking enough time for ourselves. And she was talking about meditation. She was talking about cleansing. She was talking about herbs. You know, cleansing is something else, but it's very good for you. So we're going to talk about a family that prays on the 22nd. On the 23rd, is your service to God or is it to yourself? Who are you doing it for and what are your motives? That's what we're going to be talking about Thursday. And like I say, Friday, we're going to have Dr. Lewis. She's going to be talking about AIDS and HIV, getting us aware of what's going on. Now, it's 15 minutes, 45 minutes past the hour, and we want to make sure that you know what's in our world weather. And my husband used to say all the time, somebody say, how you doing? He say, fan, partly cloudy. Well, that's kind of what we're going to be experiencing tonight. It said mostly cloudy with 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The lows in the mid-60s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. In the evening, decreasing to around 5 miles per hour after midnight. So that's what you have to look forward to in our forecast in Houston, Texas. Like I say, we're in Houston, Texas. So, again, we want to give a special thanks to our guests we had on this week. We got one more show next week. But our guests we had on this week We had my friend, Sister Patricia Williams. She called in a couple of days out of this week, and she talked with us, and she always have good points. She always have good things to say, you know. And so if you ever catch a show with her on it, catch her email information. She gave out her email information. So next time she's on, catch her email information. She has some exciting things that she can help you with. Now, if you, I mean, right down to social services, to CPS, to food stamps, to, I mean, she has all kinds of information, and that's what we want to be. We do want to be what they call that information highway. We do want to be that network. We want to connect you to the right people. We also want to make sure that you get, if you're called and you want spiritual advice, you can email me. You can email me. You can email Pastor St. Mary at pastorj.jackson@live.com. And we will respond to your message. You can tell us, if you want us to respond via email, please type private in your message. If you want us to read it over the air and maybe get some suggestions for our upcoming specialist, like I say, next Friday, we will have Dr. Lewis on the air. So if you have any questions, you have loved ones that are living with AIDS or HIV, you need to call in the show. You want to get educated, because sometimes when families find out that their loved ones have HIV, they tend to take it real bad. They do little stuff out of ignorance. Ignorance means that you don't know. Not ignorance as the insult, but ignorance as in you do not know. You have not been educated. So we want to educate you, because knowing that HIV and AIDS is an epidemic, then we know that somebody around you has HIV or AIDS. And we want you to be able to be educated on it so that you don't drive them out of your life. And then if they were to pass away early, then you're sitting around with the guilt. You'll know how to treat them. You know, you'll understand that you can't get it from the toilet seat. You'll understand that they can, they can sit on your couch, that you can shake their hand. You know what I mean, these are little things that people do when they're uneducated. So we want to address that on next Friday. Again, if you want to get in contact with me, if you want to see my profile for Blog Talk Radio, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/J. ENNICE, capital J, ACKSON. And you will surely enjoy the things that you will see on my profile. Now, I'm going to tweet this, and I'm hoping that people begin to chat and begin to send us messages, because your voice, this show is about you, and it's about your voice, and we want to hear it. We want to hear it here on My Gospel Soul. Now, tomorrow we want you to tune in for My Gospel Soul. Again, we will be informing you on different promotions and different people that are going to be involved with My Gospel Soul. We will be letting you know what spots we are in and what's going on. We'll be reading our information again as well. You will always be updated on the weather. That is a permanent part of our show. And as you know, our show changes from day to day. It changes from day to day because we are in the building phase. The same thing with our website. If you go on and check on our website, you will see that we are building our website. So we are also doing a promotion that if you throw a listening party and you sign up and register 10, 25, 50 people to My Gospel Soul as listeners, then we'll give you a spot on our website. We'll do a promotional spot on our website, maybe for your business or just as the top listener, the number one listener for the month of My Gospel Soul. So we want you to outdo yourself, you know. If you're throwing a Mary Kay party, invite My Gospel Soul to the party. If you're throwing a Avon party, invite My Gospel Soul to the party. It's all kinds of things. It's all kinds of ways that you can get people registered. Let it be a part of your signing, and let it be a part of the condition of your party. It's all kinds of ways that you can do it. But I know that if you have your own business and you know that, and you know that you need to promote, then I am willing to help you with that promotion. Again, it's 8 minutes until the end of the hour, and we want you to know that we have enjoyed ourselves today on My Gospel Soul. I give a mad shout out to my girl, Lady V, Miss V. We call her everything because she's a mama, she's a pastor, she's a girlfriend, she's everything. We give a mad shout out to my pastor at New Covenant Fellowship Church, 4513 Teton Street. That's Pastor Ricky Gidry, where God's doing a great work in the ministry. And we are out winning souls for Christ. We got a crusade coming up in July. That's the middle week in July, 16, 17, 18. Let me look at my calendar, but tomorrow I will have a definite date for you. But we do want you to be there. If you're in the Houston area, like I said again, 4513 Teton Street, Houston, Texas, 77051. We also want you to, if you have any donations for the crusade, is outside, is not inside. It will be in the summer, right in the middle of the summer. So we do accept donations of water, towels, napkins, paper towels. We do accept these donations. We want to have food for the children. We're going to set up tents. So believe me, your donations will not be wasted, and they will be for the cause of winning souls for Christ and also rescuing people from this bondage in this world, even in their mindset. We are out there to do a work and build up our community. Let the community know that there are people in the community that love and care for them and will hug them and love them no matter what. So if you are out there listening and you care to send a donation, please get in contact with me at pastorj.jackson@live.com. We have 5 minutes remaining, and we want you to know that we appreciate you listening. We want you to know that we enjoy coming to you every day from the 4 p.m. hour for the 4 p.m. hour ending at 5 p.m. Come to you Monday through Friday, letting you know to be true to your gospel soul. We also want you to know that this is a people station. This is not just a show. This is for people. I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear your voice. I want to know if you're hurting. I want to know if you're going through. I want you to call me. Let's talk about it. Let's get to the root of it. Sometimes you just want somebody to confide in. You can confide in me. You can tell me what's wrong. You ain't got to say your name. You don't have to say your name. You don't have to tell people who you are. But we look forward to hearing more from you all. This is Denise Jackson, and I'm signing off on My Gospel Soul.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Denise Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. Oh, yeah. My Gospel Soul. gospel song. What do you feel? What does your soul
bringing the news to your ears?
This is the place for you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
What does your soul
bringing the news to your ears?
This is the place
for you. Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul.